here at the 2017 ACUC in wonderful Las Vegas, Nevada, and they got the bells going on in the background, meaning, I don't know, we're out of time or the time is just starting. I don't know. But we're here with Adam Engelman. I digress. We're here with Adam Engelman from Kuna. How are you, Adam?
I'm well. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. You're going to talk about Member Activation Program, or MAP.
Yes.
So, and I understand it's pretty a fairly new thing at CUNA. So give us a rundown on what it's all about.
Yeah, MAP has existed now for the last 2 years.
Okay.
I'll give you a little bit of the history. It actually initially started as a project back in 2014 during the Don't Tax My Credit Union campaign.
Yeah, yes.
We had two credit unions that were allowed us to be their little guinea pigs, were University and Community America. Mm-hmm. And essentially what we did was we tested email messaging, political messages to 70,000 credit union members, 35,000 from University and 35,000 from Community America.
Mm-hmm.
And we emailed these different groups and broke them up into segments, altering the sender, the duration of the email, testing pro-credit union messaging versus anti-bank messaging. Mm-hmm. And from that, we kind of garnered and gathered some best practices for those emails that attained the highest open rates.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And from that, we decided that we wanted to make this into a full-fledged program where we would provide content to credit unions then to go out to their membership.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, at the end of the day, all the power really relies in the hands of the credit union. They determine when they want to send out, they can alter the text as they see fit,
mm-hmm.
When they go out, and then also to whom they go mm-hmm. out to. So there's so much power. But we really want to make sure that we're stressing throughout the credit union movement that we're talking to our members and educating them about that credit union mm-hmm. difference.
Right on, right on. So why... What's the importance of MAPs?
The importance of MAP is that we like to go around and stress that we have 110 million members, which we're really proud of.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is we need to be talking to those members and educating them and telling them, reaffirming that they made a good decision to join a credit union.
Mm-hmm.
So MAP really serves that purpose, to just to go out there and encourage credit unions to be talking with their credit union members and educating them about these issues that really impact their bottom line.
How do we get them to do that?
We're trying to get as many credit unions. I go and travel and I go to conferences like this and speak to boards throughout the country, just trying to get as many credit unions as possible to sign up for this program. And we've had quite successful. When I first took over the program, we only had two credit unions enrolled.
Oh.
Now we have over 500 throughout the nation.
Yeah, good for you.
500 from about 49 states. We're still working on Rhode Island.
Okay.
And they go the whole scale as far as small credit unions to large credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
Our smallest credit union, when they go out, they email literally 750 folks. Our largest credit union down in Florida, Suncoast, when they email their members, they emailed about 400,000 individuals.
Oh, is that all?
Wow. Yeah. So as they email, we're getting more. We've crossed another threshold that we've emailed about 6 million credit union members. So as we progress and get more and more credit unions to sign up, we're doing a better job of actually communicating with those credit union members throughout the country and really showing that that the credit union movement can become a powerhouse when it comes to grassroots.
Yeah. Well, and I think you got to keep that message consistent as well.
Yes. Because
if you just do a one-time thing, it sticks for a little while and then it kind of goes away. So is there like consistency with the messaging as well? Or
yeah, no, we have a few. That's probably the number one question, I guess, is how many times are you going to ask me to go out to my members?
Yeah.
And I always stress that we reserve it for only the most crucial campaigns. On average, we run about 2 to 3 MAP campaigns a year. And right now, a campaign for common sense regulation, which I believe some of your previous guests have spoken about.
Even Jim.
He's spoken a lot about it. And it's something that we're very respectful of a credit union's respective marketing campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
So we provide a very open window of when they can go out to their members.
Okay.
This is a campaign that started all the way back in January,
mm-hmm.
and it's still running. And all we're asking is credit unions to go out to their members and educate them about how regulations are adversely impacting their bottom line.
Yeah, because I think the average member doesn't realize what's going on behind the scenes, so to speak. And so I think if they knew, then they would probably have a more vested interest in their credit union, besides loving the movement and all that type of stuff. But
we see open rates that are very high. The program across the board is about a 28.2% open rate,
which
for the industry standard is very, very high.
Yeah.
We continue to improve with every respective campaign. So people have been quite pleased. And one impressive thing I'll note is that we've had over 150 credit unions now go out directly to their members. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you of one credit union that has come back and regretted going out to their members. Everyone has been pleased with the program.
Yeah, no-brainer.
And no one has been, come back and say, we're never going to do this again. They've been pleased. And CUNA and the leagues help you walk through the steps of, implementing MAP at your respective mm-hmm. credit union. We're here to help in whatever way possible.
Right on. All right. Last question here for you. Well, actually, second to last question. What are your goals with MAP?
Our goals is to really just sign up as many credit unions as possible, but not only sign up credit unions, but also to get them to go out to their members. It's the first step is signing up, mm-hmm. but we really do want you to go out to your members on this. And any way that we can be helpful in that, I'm willing to do. We even actually created a template that you can send out prior to going out with a campaign. Mm-hmm. We have an introductory template that allows you to kind of introduce or provide a heads up to your members mm-hmm. that they're going to start mm-hmm. receiving these communications. Mm-hmm. And also in that education component of that email really reaffirms that they made a good decision of joining their credit union and tells them about the credit union difference.
Yeah, it's one more reason for the credit union to contact their members, to converse with their members and deepen that relationship.
And I will say that we work very closely. We have a whole board now that's comprised of credit union professionals mm-hmm. throughout the country, both many some that have already gone out several times, but some that are also new to the program mm-hmm. where we have them vet the templates and these websites very heavily before we go out to mm-hmm. other credit unions. Mm-hmm. So we have a credit union eye that is examining our products before we go out to the rest.
All right, last question, I promise.
Okay.
I promise, Adam. Where can we find out, where can credit unions find out more about it
participate? You can go on the CUNA website, and on there we have www.cuna.com/map, and that's our toolkit, and it's the one-stop shop that provides the latest templates, provides a little bit of the background research that was conducted back in 2014, and you can get the latest templates and other contact information, and that's where you can sign up for the program, and then you'll start getting updates.
Right on. Great message to end on. Adam, thank you so much.
Yep,
well done, man. Keep up the good work there.
Conference.